After the victory of the Islamic Revolution in February 1979, when Iranians overthrew the Shah and brought an end to 2,500 years of monarchy, they had to decide about the type of government that they wanted.
Ayatollah Khomeini wanted to establish the new state as soon as possible. And for him, it was very important to have the consensus of the population.
A two-day referendum was held, and on April 1, 1979, over 98.2% of Iranians voted yes to the Islamic Republic form of government.
There were many serious debates about what sort of government people would want and what they should have after the overthrow of the Shah. There were many different political groups and organizations and student organizations as well as religious organizations that were debating what sort of government and what sort of state Iran should have. It was a very politically aware generation that overthrew the Shah.
I think I was about 17 at that time, and it was about 10:30 in the morning when we went to the polls.
We were ordinary people and we wanted to do something to support Imam Khomeini, so we were very keen on voting for the government system that he had proposed. I remember that my daughter wasn't old enough to vote but came along with us to polling booth.
And so 30 years ago, Iranians voted for a new type of government and took the fate of their country into their own hands.
Independence, freedom and Islamic Republic has remained the main slogan of Iranians ever since. Yusuf Mishahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.